Hello, I'm Andy Viano, a staff writer at the Flathead Beacon. Today is Thursday, March 19th, and this is the Beacon's daily update on the novel coronavirus, COVID-19, and its impact on the Flathead Valley. Today, I talked with my colleague Maggie Dresser about the economic toll the outbreak has taken on businesses in the Flathead Valley and what the future might hold. But before we get to that conversation, a reminder that this episode is made possible by members of the Flathead Beacon Editors Club. To view a list of the more than 300 members who support local independent journalism here in Northwest Montana, and to find out how you can become a member yourself, visit beaconeditorsclub.com. Also, this podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, and Acast. So if you're listening on flatheadbeacon.com and want to bring this show with you, subscribe using one of those platforms. We are hoping to have episodes available on Apple Podcasts very soon. All right, here's my conversation with Maggie Dresser. During this conversation, we talk about a $300 billion small business aid package that is currently being discussed in Washington, D.C., and I spoke with Maggie not long after she chatted with the staff at Montana West Economic Development, also known as MWED. For those unfamiliar with the group, MWED is a nonprofit that works closely with local businesses, especially those just getting off the ground, and can help provide financing for small businesses in a number of ways. Our conversation begins with MWED and some of the tips they have been offering to local businesses that have looked to them for help. And for those who missed her yesterday, there is more cooing from my daughter during this interview.
So yeah, why don't we just start with that? I mean, generally, what are the tips that people are giving to businesses to weather this?
So they have like the classic tips, which are don't panic, which is basically a tip that everyone is getting right now for everything. But they also suggest to communicate with organizations like Montana West and to communicate with their people so they can communicate with their banks if they have loans. They basically said the best thing is to just see what their bank and credit union can do in the meantime. And Stephanie, who is the loan officer at Montana West, she suggests communicating with employees. Employers communicate with employees to figure out where they can cut costs there. She said, you know, as ugly as that sounds, it's better to lay off employees sooner rather than later. You know, it's best not to wait until their business goes under just because they don't want to lay off employees.
Did they have any sense for how many businesses have already started taking those kind of actions, whether it is cutting employees or something a little less drastic?
No, not yet. They did say that revenues for non-essential businesses like hotels and bars and restaurants, their revenues are down 80 to 90%. So I don't know that they've been in like specific contact with businesses that have taken those actions yet. But I mean, it seems pretty inevitable that those cuts are going to happen pretty quick.
And for a business that, like a hotel, that's lost 80 to 90% of its revenue, how long, or do you know how long a business can last? I imagine it's not very long, a matter of what, probably weeks before there are real difficult decisions that have to be made.
Right. That's the thing. And with this big economic stimulus package that they're in the process of getting right now, like when they spoke on the phone with the state yesterday, they basically said like it's going to take 3 to 4 months to get this money. And they're pushing hard to turn that into days and weeks as opposed to months, because those businesses will not last if that's the waiting period for that money.
If businesses are experiencing pretty serious questions today, right now, does MWED have any advice for them other than cutting employees? I mean, if a business says, I don't know how we're going to make it to next week, is there anything in the short term that MWED can do?
Yeah, they basically said talk to your bank and see what they say, because they're who you're like in contact with right now. See what you can work out with your bank or your credit union. Usually in, you know, economic situation other than this, Montana West would give out loans, but they're kind of apprehensive to do that because businesses aren't going to want to take on a loan, even if it's no interest rate, if, you know, their business is going to go under and then they're going to have more debt. So grants are like the key thing that they're pushing for right now.
Do they have any sense at this point of what the long-term impact of this is going to be in the Flathead Valley?
No, they don't. I asked that same question and they are taking this day by day. Like everything is changing so rapidly that they can't make long-term plans. So yeah, they're just taking it day by day, trying to get this money in. And since things are changing so quickly and there's all these big unknowns about what's going to happen, they're trying to figure out how businesses can stay open till tomorrow. So it's not like they can make any long-term plans.
We were going to focus on economic impacts a little while longer, but about halfway through my conversation with Maggie, news broke that Flathead County was going to make a major decision.
So what you have in front of you today is an order of the health officer. What we're looking at is ways to basically enforce what we've been providing as recommendations.
Our Justin Franz was covering that story.
So earlier today, we learned that the County Health Board was going to be meeting to discuss closing area restaurants, gymnasiums, bars, that type of thing. It's an extension of what we saw the county recommend earlier in the week, which was encouraging bars and restaurants to close their public spaces, transition to takeout and delivery type services. And really, it was just an enforcement of that recommendation. Flathead City County Public Health Officer Hillary Hansen didn't need board approval to do that. In her role as the public health officer, she can do that on her own. However, she wanted to get the support of the City County Health Board to do that. And that is what she did this afternoon at a meeting at 1 o'clock. The measure passed. And it goes into effect at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and it's going to last 10 days. And if we get to 10 days from now, the county city health board will consider extending this closure.
And so for all practical purposes, this means that dining rooms are closed, that certain other businesses are closed, and that takeout and delivery food is still available, right? Can you go through a little bit of the detail of what is going to be open, what's going to be available to people, and what isn't?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, I can actually read from the order itself. And it basically says all bars, breweries, wineries, distilleries, restaurants, casinos, gyms, fitness facilities, athletic centers, workout studios, ice skating rinks, indoor climbing venues, indoor sporting arenas, cinemas, and theaters shall be closed to the public effective at 6 a.m. Friday, March 20th through Monday, March 30th, 2020 at 8 a.m., pending further notification.
And then last thing before I let you go, was there discussion among the board about the economic impacts, about the impact that this decision, whether it, you know, regardless of whether it needed to happen or not, it certainly will have a financial impact on business owners and employees. Was there discussion of that today, at least?
You know, so there was discussion on the board about what this meant economically. Everyone agreed that this is, you know, this is a big step. But I mean, I don't think there's no doubt that this hasn't impacted the economy already. Really, this is just sort of a continuation of what's been happening in the last few days. But I think the big thing, and it was something that Commissioner Phil Mitchell, who he is not on the City County Health Board, he was there just in his role as commissioner, or just a citizen, and he stood up during the public comment section. And he seemed to imply that really what he wanted was just some clarity, because he said he's been getting a lot of calls from bars and restaurants wanting to know what he needed or what they needed to do. And they just wanted some clarity. And I think this decision by the City County Health Board gave them that clarity.
The motion that we're going to vote on is the motion to support the health officer's order and authorize the Board of Health Chair to sign. And that order has been presented to us very thoroughly today.
Okay, so we'll do a roll call vote.
Bukichev?
Nay.
Berg?
Yes.
Holmquist?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Nicosia?
Yes.
Noble?
Yes.
St. James Robinson?
Yes.
Skies.
Yes.
Waterman.
Yes.
Okay, the motion will be adopted.
Here's the latest on the novel coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, as of 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 19th. Two new coronavirus cases in Montana were announced early Thursday, bringing the state's confirmed total to 12. The patients are a man in his 50s in Missoula County and a man in his 60s in Gallatin County. There have been no confirmed cases thus far in Flathead County. Governor Steve Bullock announced that schools in the state would not have to make up lost class time due to statewide closures in response to the coronavirus. The directive waives pupil instruction requirements through March 27th, which is currently the last day schools have been forced to close. Bullock's directive added that if the closure continues beyond that date, schools would still receive funding so long as they were using remote learning to educate students. Flathead County food banks on Thursday sounded the public alarm, asking for financial contributions as food inventories dwindled amid skyrocketing demand and people clearing shelves at local grocery stores. The Flathead Food Bank and North Valley Food Bank both said they are in danger of running out of food in the coming weeks. And finally, the city of Whitefish declared a state of emergency on Thursday. Mayor John Mulfeld said in a press release that while this is definitely not a time to panic, it is a time to take bold action because what we do immediately will have long-term implications. That's all for today. Thanks for listening.